Let us maintain silence for a couple of minutes. Get the mind quiet for meditation. Eyes closed softly. Face relaxed. Back erect but not stiff. Consciously relax every part of the body, from the head to the toes, and toes back to the head, paying attention to each part. Relax. Slow deep breaths in and out. Full attention to the breath. Pay special attention to the gap between the inspiration and expiration. And expiration and inspiration. Slightly lengthen the gap. Mentally chant Om as you breathe out and keep your attention on the breath. Today's message is from the Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara Sarvabhutana Hriddeshe Junatishtati Ramayan Sarvabhutani Yantrarurani Mayaya. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, O Arjuna, resides in the heart of all beings, animals, birds, plants, humans. Heart is not the pumping heart. But where in our intellect all the loving ideas, compassion, kindness, unselfishness, where they reside, God is there. What does he do over there? Ishvara, what does he do? Ramayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rurani Maya. By his power of Maya, he causes all beings to revolve as if on a machine. Just as a machine moves with the power of electricity or gasoline in the car, the electricity does not move but causes the fan to move. Same way, Ishvara. The Lord does not move, but causes all of us to move by his power of Maya, by his ability to illumine everything, just as electricity illumines all lights. All of us are functioning because of the power of the Lord. Let us shift our attention of the body from all sounds to the silence within. The attention from all emotions of the mind to love for the Lord. The attention of the intellect to the right understanding of who this Lord of my heart is. And the ego to complete surrender to His grace. Spend the next few minutes in silence, surrendering to Him in love, with right understanding. And feel the silence within. Become one with that. शांति शांति शांति। हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो हरि। Please maintain silence till the 11 o'clock, till the Gita class. Throughout the week, whenever you remember, turn your attention to the Lord's presence within us. Next week, Bhagwan will tell us how to approach this Lord. And what is the benefit of that? Thank you.